Heavenly Father, we thank you for the day. Thank you that we can come, spend this time together around your word. Lord, I know we can be tired. There are things that we have done today and want to do later on this evening. But Lord, I pray that you would allow us or help us to just give your word the respect that it deserves and allow you to minister to our souls this evening, I pray. Ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Most of you know that I grew up on a campsite and we had various animals there. One of them were cattle. And as a teenager, I'd take the opportunity to go and milk those cows at various times before I went off to school. And one of the things that we used to encourage the cows to do the right thing when they may be not wanting to get their head out of the food or they didn't want to move on is we had this little cattle prod. And it was red, had a little black button and two little brass little ends. And you push the button and you put it on the cow and it has a wonderful effect on the cattle. You know, we discovered that when we were younger, us kids living there, and we used to chase each other with it, actually. So it was, made you run a lot faster when you knew that the person playing chases with you had a cattle prod to get you with, rather than just tag you in. But we would use that prod to get the cows to do what we would like them to be doing. And as I stop and think about that cattle prod, often that is the way that the Word of God is for us. God's Word hits us fair in the heart. You know, we can be at church, be on a camp, just having a quiet time, and we're quite comfortable in our daily life, reading God's Word or in our Christian life, and then before we know it, the preacher just says something. It might be just a couple of words, or we read a couple of words in our quiet time, and those words are like a whack to the heart. And the Lord just speaks to us in a special way. It makes us feel bad, maybe, or stirs us that we need to be doing something. And it feels like God's just hit you. I trust you felt that. You know, it'd be sad life if you've lived the Christian life and you've never experience what you would call God's cattle prod. And that's the effect that the Word of God is meant to have on us. We're meant to hear it, we're meant to read it, and it's meant to prick our heart and stir us to do something about it. And I certainly praise the Lord for His prodding over the years. I'm glad He didn't leave that or keep that from me, but He consistently has prodded me over the last 47 years of my life. I know as a teenager, the Lord seemed to had to prod me quite considerably and consistently, but He continued to do that till I surrendered, and I praise God for that. I know there have been times when I have strayed from Him and He's given me that big whack, and that just sort of sets you back on track again. I think there's been other times where I just think I've gone slowly to sleep spiritually or got cold in the Lord. And I don't know if it was a cattle prod or just like one of those machines that they do in the hospital where they just sort of rub it together and kabam, you know, and get your heart jumping again so that you get right with the Lord and off you go in the Christian life again. But I'm guessing we've all experienced that one way or another. And I praise God he keeps me guessing. You know, you go through life, you don't seem to get those prods quite as much, and then you're sitting there comfortable in your Christian life, and then whack, he gets you again over something. And if you come here regularly, or if you sit under the ministry of the Word of God regularly, you should be getting those cattle prods from God occasionally, at least when He speaks you in a wonderful way. The big question is, though, although that is what the Word of God is meant to be doing, it's our response to those whacks that really matter. You know, you can get whacked every day of your life through the Word of God, but it's what you do in response to those whacks that really make all the difference. And I know when I was dealing with some of the cattle back at Bethshan, and you're dealing with some of those cattle, you used to give them a prod, but I found that they would often respond in various ways. And there were three main ways that they would respond. And over the years as a pastor, I've realized that that's how most people respond to the Word of God and when God pricks you in the heart. We respond in one of three ways as well, very similar to cattle. And it shouldn't be a surprise to us, because when you look at the Word of God, you discover that it's been the same ever since the church had begun, or since the Word of God had been going out. And we're going to just look at the three responses and see how this is how people have responded to the Word of God since the Word of God has been around. Now, the first one is, I know that with cattle, there are some you want them to get a little move on, so you push the little button, hit them on the rump, and whew, they're off. You know, they don't take much encouragement, and they're going exactly the direction you want them to go. And that's how you want a cow to respond to the cattle prod. And I know that's how the Holy Spirit and our Lord wants us to respond when He prods us as well with the Word of God. And those who have a soft heart to the things of God usually respond that way. You know, the Word of God goes out, there's preaching, the Holy Spirit touches somebody's heart, and they obey. They make the changes that God says needs to be changed. They repent of the sin that God says that they shouldn't be committing. They do those things that they hadn't been doing that they should be. And there's no arguments. There's no excuses made. There's no self-justification. They just submit to what God says. Similar to the people that I want you to turn to and we'll look at in Acts chapter 2. You turn over to Acts chapter 2, we read how this is how one group of people responded to the Word of God. If you look at Acts chapter 2 and verse 14. We read there, first of all, that Peter is preaching to the people. It says, "But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words." And Peter goes off and starts preaching to them. And then in verse 36, he gives them a challenge, where he says, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly, that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ." And then we see their response. "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." And so here we see how it's meant to work. The Word of God goes forth. People hear the Word of God. They are pricked in their heart by the Word of God, and they ask God, "What do you want me to do?" And that's what they asked Peter. And what did he say? He said, "Repent. Change from your ways, and here it says, be saved." When God convicted them, they responded positively to what they were meant to do. And that's the way that we should be responding when God is so gracious and kind enough to give us that prod from the Word of God. We all should have a heart soft enough to want to do the things of God. And when God reveals something to us, we should have a heart soft enough to respond in the manner that He wants us to. You know, sadly, the older that we get, often the harder we get to the things of God. The soft hearts too often are left to the young people. They're the ones who respond to the things of God, where us older ones who are far more mature in Christ, we seem to think that we don't need any more prodding, or there's nothing left that God can prod us for, or even when we do get prodded, we don't respond. And I'll be the first to put up my hand. There have been times when the Lord's prodded me, but it's been the young people who respond rather than myself. And we can all get like that. We need to remember, though, that the blessings are for those who obey the prods of God. You know, turn over to 2 Chronicles, we'll just look at one person. This is one of the most enjoyable characters in the Word of God, I believe. And we see the softness of his heart. His name's Josiah. Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and we know that he grew softer to the Lord rather than harder than the Lord in the things of God. But in 2 Chronicles chapter 34, we read that when he was 18 years old, he sent people to start cleaning up the temple and honouring the Lord after the demise of the temple from his father and grandfather. And when they were there, they found the Word of God, and they thought, I think Josiah would love to hear the Word of God, because he was just doing what he thought he should be doing to please the Lord. But it says there in verse 19, it says, and it came to pass when the king heard the words of the law that he rent his clothes. And if you read on, he responded to the things of God. That's the response. You hear the word of God, God speaks to you in some way, and then you respond in a humble way. And we see that because he responded in a humble way, God saw it and blessed him. And we see that in verse 27. This is the Lord says, because thine heart was tender, and thou didst humble thyself before God, when thou heardest his words against this place and against the inhabitants thereof, and humblest thyself before me, and did rend thy clothes and weep before me, I have even heard thee also, saith the Lord. You know, the Lord heard him when he prayed to him, because he saw the softness of his heart. And brethren, if we want to enjoy the blessings of God, it's more than just coming to church. It's more than just reading God's word and hearing God's word. It's actually responding when God speaks to us. The blessings are not just for the hearers, or it's not for the hearers, but it's those who hear the word of God and are doers of the word of God. Those that when God challenges us about something, we actually do it. And that's what God's looking in for all of us, to hear his word and to obey. You know, if you don't, you miss out on the blessings. Because sadly, people, we so often don't respond like that. Just like on the farm, not every cow responded in a positive way as well. You know, when you get one of those stubborn cows and you give them that prod, that from the cattle prod, instead of going the way that you want them to go, instead you get this leg coming straight back at you. And that's why when you're going to prod them, you need to be aware that they don't always do what you want them to do. And I've been collected quite a few times when I was a little bit younger, not aware that that can be the response instead. And they will swing out and they'll try and cause as much carnage as they possibly can. Now, as scary as that is, what is far more scary is when God uses his word to prod a believer, and that's how they respond instead. You know, if you look over in Acts chapter 5, these weren't believers of such, but they were people that heard the word of God. Peter was doing the preaching again, but it was a very different response to the pricking of their heart through the word of God. In Acts chapter 5, verse 27, we read, and when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, did not we straitly command you that ye should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. And then Peter, verse 29, it says, and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. And he begins to preach to them. And we see the response in verse 33. And when they heard that, they were cut to their heart. And how did they respond? And took counsel to slay them. Well, that's a different response. Last time Peter preached to people the word of God and they were pricked in their heart, they said, "What should we do?" They wanted to know how to obey God. This time he preaches and they're pricked in their heart and they want to hurt them and try and slay them. They acted like those nasty old cows that don't like being prodded. And I can tell you, over the time, I've had more people lash out at me than I have had any amount of cows lash out on me. And some people can get very angry when they hear the word of God and God's conviction is upon them. We generally don't want to change. We don't want to be told that the way we're living is wrong or our attitude in one area is not Christ-like. They don't want to listen to what God's saying. And a natural response is to lash out at God, but really lash out at the person that God is using to minister the word of God. It could be the preacher, it could be your parents, it could be just a faithful friend. And I know, and I am not a lone ranger here, over the years I've had people blast me, I've had people badmouth me, I've had people accuse them of picking on them, I've had people avoid me, I've had people not want to talk to me or be near me because they've been kicking against the pricking of God's word. Now I understand that can be a natural response to someone who's fighting against God, because I know that was my response for many years as a teenager. As God continually pricked me, generally through the preaching of God's word, which was coming from my father as the pastor, and through the godly lifestyle, I didn't want to be anywhere near them. And so if Dad was sitting in the lounge room feeling quite happy in my own surroundings, and Dad would come and sit in the room, I'd all of a sudden feel uncomfortable. I felt the pricking just because he was there, and I felt guilty about my life, and so I'd get up and leave the room. I just didn't want to be around him because of the reminder of my own sin. And so when it happens to me for one reason or another, or from one person or another, I understand that it's not me a person's fighting against, it's the pricking of the Saviour. And if you've been feeling the prodding of the Lord and the means of it has been coming through a faithful friend or a preacher of God's word or through your parents, can I beg you to understand that the real enemy isn't the godly friend or the preacher or the parent? We learnt this morning who the real enemy is. And it's the evil one himself who seeks to destroy us. He's the one that despises every ounce of our being and seeks to destroy us in any means possible. While those prods that God gives us are the workings of a loving God trying to steer us away from harm and into His blessings. Now, would you please turn over to Proverbs chapter 6. We have a lovely little proverb there. Proverbs chapter 6. We read in verse 23. "For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life." Or you could put there, "And the cattle prods of God are the way of life." You know, God's word is a lamp, it's a light, and it also is like a cattle prod. It's a reproof, it's a rebuttal. It convicts us and it tries to steer us into the way of life. Don't let Satan confuse you with who the real enemy is. If you're getting annoyed at your parents because of the reminders of what is right and what is wrong, don't get angry with them. Be thankful because they love you enough to tell you. If a friend is trying to help you, or the pastor or a godly person, understand this is the work of God and that is the way of life. And that's how some people sadly respond, though. They lash out to the one trying to help them. But there's one other way that people can respond to the Word of God. And that is, there is a hardening of the heart and a refusing to budge. You know, I've been there with some cows. Yep. There's nothing. Do it again. Nothing. Yep. Mustn't be working. It's working. What is wrong with this cow? They're just so hardened, all right? They just are refusing to budge. Sadly, that's how some people react. You know, I'll just read it there, but in Exodus, we know that the Lord was trying to get the attention of Pharaoh throughout those plagues. But it says in Exodus chapter 7, verse 14, it says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hardened. He refuseth to let the people go." Pharaoh wouldn't listen to the Lord, and after every plague, where it should have been, where that it was that conviction upon him, and sometimes there seemed to be a softness, then there was a hardening of his heart where he refused to respond. And the more he refused to respond in a righteous way, the harder he got. You know, the Lord exhorts us in Hebrews, harden not your heart in the day of provocation. You know, those, not only was it Pharaoh who hardened his heart, but that generation in the wilderness seemed to harden their heart to the things of God as well. And sadly, that's how some people can respond. They hear God's word. They have faithful people come beside them. Yet there's no reaction. They sit there and they show no response. They just stay cold and hard and they won't listen to the prodding. You know, as a teenager, I know God was prodding me, but I made sure that it never looked like He was prodding me. I sat there stone-faced, not letting anyone know that inside there was great turmoil. And, you know, I know as a preacher, that's what you feel. Like, I even know, just say this week at camp, you know, you preach away and everyone just sits there stone-faced. You don't know what's going on inside. It's only afterwards, when maybe the Lord's dealt with them, they say, "Oh, the Lord was really speaking to me." But you don't have a clue. And sadly, some people, even though there's turmoil on the inside, they never surrender to the prodding. Pharaoh refused. And it brought about much sorrow. You know, his stubbornness hurt his own family and hurt himself and hurt his whole nation. That stubbornness brought great sorrow. And when there is stubbornness in a man's life, it will affect his family and it will affect his friends. When there's stubbornness in a church's heart, it's the same way. We need to be very careful that when the Holy Spirit convicts us of something and there is that prodding upon our heart and soul, that we actually listen. Otherwise, it's going to be a scary outcome. You know, sometimes God at least does something to give us one almighty whack to try and get us around. It generally gets to that point. I know as a teenager, hard, and then the Lord gave me one almighty whack and I surrendered after that. And I've shared that whack before. And the question is, if the Lord has been convicting you of something over the last week, over the last month, even the last year or so, and every time the Word of God is preached and that topic might be mentioned, you know that you're not right and God is speaking to you. If you've stayed firm and hard and you refuse to respond to the Word of God, question is, how long is it going to take before the Lord is able to get your attention? What is it going to take for the Lord to be able to get your attention? Now, God's word says, "Despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth." You know, the Lord loved loves us more than we know. And that's the reason for the proddings. And sadly, we can be prodded that we need to be forgiving someone, yet we just get harder towards it. Lord prods us about maybe our viewing of things or our secret lives, and he prods and prods and prods, but instead of obeying, we just stay harder. Whatever it may be, God prods. And the worst thing that we can do is get angry and lash out, or get harder. What we ought to be doing is thanking him that he cares enough for us that he would continue to minister to us. You know, as I've already mentioned in James, it actually says it. It's the word of God is like a mirror. Shows us what we're like. But the blessed man is the one that hears and does the word of God. It's the blessed person who gets prodded and responds. If God's been prodding you of late, can I just, as a very simple message tonight, encourage you to finally respond if you haven't been doing that. Because that is where the blessings lie. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we really didn't look at anything specific. Just in a general sense tonight, be reminded of what your word does to us and how you're able to use your word. Lord, if your word has been ministering to somebody's heart here of late, that, Lord, they would finally respond to that prodding in a manner that pleases you, like Josiah, and repent, weep, change. That, Father, you may guide them in the way that they ought to be doing. That, Father, you may use them. And, Father, they in turn may have a life that brings glory to you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.